Things to that nature coming up to you. It's not as though they don't know Jesus or they haven't read about Jesus. Many people have read stories and know scriptures about Jesus. They know about his birth. They know about the miracles that he performs. They know about the lessons that he taught. They also are familiar with his death and his resurrection. But you and I are a little bit different. We are a little bit different in the sense that we have been blessed to be in a place that knows that Jesus is a savior. Jesus has come to save. That's why he came to the earth. This is why he came to the earth, to save mankind from sin. So when you're looking at Luke chapter 19 and 10, we see two objectives revealed by Jesus. It says he's come to seek and he's also come to save. He's come to seek and he's also come to save. Let's go over to Ezekiel chapter number 34, 11 through 16. Ezekiel chapter number 34. 11 through 16. All right. It says, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep." Who are we? We're the Lord's sheep. He says, "I, even I." He's not going to send a representative. Jesus doesn't send a representative to seek out his sheep. He says, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Verse number 12, "As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered." Now, a correlating scripture to help us to better understand this would be John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, if you hold your finger there in Ezekiel, because I'm going to come back to it. But I want you to see a couple of lessons that are laid out in Ezekiel that Jesus fulfills in the book of John, or in the Gospels when he comes. John chapter number 10 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, or climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a what? A robber." Now, chapter number 10 in John, verse number 1, helps us to better understand the religious world that we are living in. The religious world that we are living in. The religious world that we are living in, there are many, many different religions out there. When we taught the difference, we taught a message some time ago on the difference between religion and salvation. And we saw, on the back of that bulletin that I provided you with, we looked at the world's religions, and there were many religions in the world, but there's only one salvation. There's only one salvation. So John chapter number 10 and 1 is giving us insight as to what's going on out there in the world. There are many people trying to get into the sheepfold other ways, but they're refusing to come in by the what? By the door. So the one that is orchestrating the one way would be Jesus. But the one that is orchestrating these other ways, the scriptures call him a what? A thief and a robber. A thief and a robber. So we realize that these religions, even though they promote good things for the human, they do. They're always advocating doing good things for the human. They do a lot of nice things. And the human is deceived by what they're doing in the community. Because they're giving out turkeys, giving out bread, fixing people's houses, giving people clothes, giving babies milk. You know, all these other kind of things. But they're never taking care of the soul. Everybody understand that? They're never taking care of the soul. So Jesus is saying these religions, even though they seem good, what's the driving force? They're thieves and they're robbers. Everybody understand that? So even when they're giving you formula for your baby, and you're saying, "Oh, this is so nice because my baby needs milk," the objective is to steal from you, right? What's the mission of Satan? Steal, kill, and destroy. But how could they be doing this and they're giving me something that I need? They're only taking care of your body. But Jesus has come to focus in on your what? Your soul. Even though your baby drank all of the formula that this religion give you, if it dies in sin, it's still going to hell. Right? Even though these religions clothe you with all expensive kind of clothes and fix up your house and repair your roof, fix your windows, give you money to pay your utilities, if you die in that fixed up house and your soul is not right, your soul is still going into hell, right? See, the thief and the robber, they're not focusing on what's more important. Jesus gives us one way into the sheepfold. Verse number 2, John 10, it says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the what? Is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep do what? His voice. He calleth his own sheep by what? You're not here by mistake. You just didn't come into truth by mistake. Jesus knew you. He knew you and he called you by your name, right? Yeah. Called you by your name, Stephen, come, right? Now you put your name there. He says, Stephen, come, you right? I tell Jesus all that I'm going through. Jesus, this is going on, this is going on. Jesus responds to me, Stephen, come. Now it is up to me for me to understand, first of all, who I am and who I belong to. I have to identify when Jesus calls me by my name, he's not talking to another Stephen in the earth, right? Yeah, he got another one in the earth. But I realize the Lord wasn't talking to him when he spoke to me, right? He called me by my name and told me to do what? Come, right? I had to identify Jesus is talking to me and I belong to him, right? I don't belong to the devil. I don't care what he's putting out there before me. I have to make up my mind. I do not belong to the devil. And I have to have a resume to prove that. When the devil tries to make me think I belong to him, I don't belong to you, Satan. One, you didn't make me, right? That's right. The devil did not make you. Satan did not create you. He did not bring you into existence. Right. Satan did not put his breath inside of you. Right. Satan did not cause you to become a living soul. Right. Satan is not causing your body to function, to grow, to move. Jesus is the one that brought us into existence. Yes. And by him all things consist. Right? Jesus, I belong to Jesus. If I belong to Jesus, I'm his sheep. And he is my shepherd. Right? Come on, that's true. Now your mind should go automatically to Psalm 23. David understood who he is. He identified that the Lord Jesus is my shepherd. And I shall not do what? What? He sought me out when the devil tried to scatter me in this great big world. Jesus still sought me out. And he sought me when he called me by my name. Right? Come on, saints. That's how you got into holiness. Jesus called you by your name. And he told you to do what? Come, right? That's truth. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Somebody go over to 23 Psalms really quick. Hold your finger there in John and hold your finger there in Ezekiel. I'm going to try my best to work on all three.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, I shall not want. Yes.
He maketh me.
Now here you have David, king, right? He was well aware of what it was like to be in the position of a shepherd. He was well aware of what it was like to tend to sheep. But now David was a king, a grown man. But when he looked at how the Lord took care of him from his youth, right? Took care of him from his youth and put him in the position that he was in, right? He was looked over by the one that was coming to do the anointing and the appointing. He was looked over by them. Said, certainly that little scrawny fella can't be the one that the Lord has put his affection toward. I've got other sons. Even his father didn't recognize him. Even his brothers didn't recognize him. But when the Lord preacher, the Lord spokesman looked over, they looked at all of the boys and said, these are not the one. Do you have any other? He said, yeah, I got one more, but it can't be that one. He's that little fellow over there watching sheep. Scrawny little fellow, little thing. He was so little that when Goliath saw him, he was not threatened by his appearance. He said, certainly y'all are bringing the weakest thing out of Israel to fight me. But little did he know he had the name of the Lord with him. And he brought down that great big giant, right? Using tools that were against warfare, the art of warfare, things that people walk on, things that people disregard, brought that great big giant down. They tried to dress David up with armor. David realized, this stuff is too heavy. I need to be loose. For the Lord to lose me, I need to be loose, that I can defend, that I can stand, that I can rely on the name of the Lord, right? That's right. You got to rely on the name of the Lord. You got to realize he called you. David didn't just come up with the 23rd Psalm without any thoughts. He realized the Lord called him. The Lord was the one that selected him, called him by his name, right? What is that shepherd boy over there tending to the sheep? His name is David. David, come. Huh? David, come. Same thing that happened to David happened to you and I. We were all brought up in falsehood. Some of us, you know, we may have had parents that grew us up in holiness, but if you go back to the core, you know, even though you may have been there, you just didn't get along with it. You didn't feel you were in place. You have to realize that the Lord called you into this. You just didn't come here by mistake. The Lord has purpose for you. He looks at you and says, you are my sheep, and I am your shepherd, right? That's truth. Called you by your name.
Hallelujah.
You have to come up.
Jesus.
Stop trying to piggyback off of David. You have to come up with this conclusion for yourself and say that Jesus is my shepherd. And I shall not. In other words, he supplies me with everything that I need. Every time I look back over my life, he has addressed all of my needs, all of my concerns, everything that I said, I just don't understand. I can't figure this out. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus supplying the need, right? I shall not want. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He maketh
me. Sometimes you don't understand. Sometimes you want to do it your way, right? But then the Lord, sometimes he pushes you. Say, let you know this is where you need to eat at. Y'all understand this? You know that concept of the word maketh. That word maketh means sometimes the sheep don't want to do. Sometimes the sheep want to graze over here. But the Lord knows just where to put us at. Yes, he does. He knows just where to put us at. He knows just what you need to eat. I realized out of all of this thing, the Lord was working with us, even with this COVID stuff. It cut off everything. And as though the Lord says, you need to cut off all the communications. All the communications are those that are outside of your sheepfold. Even though they may try to reach out and say, let's do this and let's do that. Lord said, no. I'm taking care of my sheep. Come on, y'all understand this? I'm taking care of my sheep. Sheep may not understand. Sheep may not be able to figure it out. They'd be walking around saying, why? 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 But you have to look. The Lord is making you. Making us to do what? Lie down. Lie down there and eat good stuff. He said, don't listen to these other folk that are talking about Jesus, but you don't know how to live it. Y'all understand that? You be out there listening to all these messages. They sound good, but their lives is not adding up to it. Come on, what good is a message that don't affect how you live? What kind of message has power that doesn't affect how you live? It sounds good, but it has no power.
teachings. Teaching to live by. Teaching that proves the testing of time. Many people are blessed to be here, but they turned their back on Jesus. And it wasn't as though the Lord was speaking mysteriously. He told us these things would happen. There'll be a great falling away. You have to call out, Jesus, I don't want to be those that fall by the wayside, right? I don't want to be those that fall by the wayside. But I want to be true to the name. I want to be true on the mission of Jesus. What was the mission of Jesus? To seek and to save the lost. Come on, and he gave us his name to do that. For there is no salvation in any other. The shepherd has revealed unto us the name. When I read Psalms 23, I can identify Jesus is the shepherd. David didn't know Jesus. David did not know Jesus. He was doing the best he could to identify the God that chose him, but he did not know Jesus. That's why I tell you all, you've got to change your thoughts. You got to identify who your God is. It is not enough to say God is good. You need to identify who your God is. Jesus is good. Jesus is my shepherd. Jesus makes me lie down in green pastures, right? Jesus. What was the rest of it say? Makes me lie down in green pastures. Jesus leads me beside still water. What else?
He restores my soul.
Come on, who? Jesus. Jesus restores me. Y'all know when the enemy tries to whip, take stuff out of you? You know it's no different than Jesus. When Jesus was dealing with these people in the earth that were in sin, power came out of you. He felt it. When that woman that had that issue of blood, that devil was inside of her a long time. That stuff was strong on her. And when she touched Jesus in faith, he said, something came out of me. And if that's true about Jesus, that's true about you. When you interact with these folk out here that love to linger around you, that love to draw off of your energy, that love to pull the goodness out of you, pull your joy, pull your peace, pull your love out. You say, why are they pulling on me so much? Because they're lacking. They are lacking. They want what you have, and they don't know how to get it. So they try to pull you down with where they are. You need restoration. You need someone to come in and restore you, to build you back up, to keep your joy full. Come on, saints, to make you realize it's going to be all right. It is going to be all right. Why? Because the Lord is with me, right? You need the Lord to restore you. You can't do this on your own. Vacation is not going to do it. You need the Lord to do what? Restore you. He gave you a way to get restoration. And my sister Mitchell said, you gave you this long piece of wood. This long piece of wood up here. You say, well, where y'all get that wood from? We got it from Home Depot or wherever we got it from. It's a long piece of wood. All it is wood. You done painted it and you done stained it. It's just wood. But to us that are saved, it is the place of sacrifice. It is a place where I make my petitions known. Come on, don't devalue this. Don't take this thing lightly. Well, may look at that and say, whoa, y'all just added it all. That's so nice. No. We didn't add this here to beautify. This is not here to beautify the temple. The temple looked good before this body. This is not designed to beautify the space. This is designed for me to lay myself out. Lay myself out at the throne of grace. This is my throne of grace. This is where I get my mercy. This is where I find my help. In times of need, this is where I do that.
Yes, Lord.
This is where I act out that scripture. Huh? Come on. Then people say, oh, no. You can go to the throne of grace or wherever. Yeah, you can. I'm not saying that you can't do that. But we have sanctified this. We have set this part aside for you to bend down on your knees. Huh? Humble yourself. When you're down on your knees, you're humbling yourself. That's why I'm trying to tell you. You got to understand the devil is not going to make that process easy. As you get older, your body's going to fight against you. Your body's going to pain. But you have to discipline your mind. No matter, even if I can't get on my knees and I got to sit down, the need to be humble does not erase, because I can't get on my knees. Even while I'm sitting at that chair, I still got to say, I'm at the throne of grace. And I need Jesus to be merciful. I need Jesus to help me. Come on, saints. I cannot help you. That's what the whole concept is of the message. I cannot help you. Only Jesus can save you. Y'all understand that? Come on. Family can't do it. Money can't do it. The doctors can't do it. Only Jesus can save you. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're going through. Stop looking for substitutes. Only Jesus can save you. You don't need therapy. You don't need a psychiatrist. You don't need a session. You need Jesus. You need to humble yourself before his throne and cry out for mercy and get some help, right?
That's true. Only Jesus can restore you. Only Jesus can bring you back where you need to be at. Huh? See, I done got off, Elder Scudder. Only Jesus can bring you back. I can listen to you. I can empathize with you. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to get on your knees. And you're going to have to cry out to Jesus. You got to realize I can't say nothing else out of my mouth. Even though other things may try to come out. I can't say nothing else out of my mouth. Not when I need mercy. Not when I need help. Only name under heaven given unto men whereby they must be saved is the name of Jesus. Jesus is the good shepherd, right?
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
That's true. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Jesus does this. What else?
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness.
That's what Jesus does. Come on. What's the Bible study say? Let Jesus lead you. Move yourself out of the way and let Jesus lead you. It ain't about your faults. You got to realize when you get on this path, your thoughts are lower than his thoughts. Your ways are lower than his ways. He's going to do things that you're not going to understand. He's going to say things that do not make sense. But you got to let Jesus do what lead you. Lead you on the path of what? Righteousness. Righteousness. How did you get on this path? How did you get on this path? Come on. You didn't get on this path because you followed me. No. You don't get on this path because you're in something called apostolic. No. You got on this path all because of the name. The name brought you to repentance. The name washed away your sin. The name got inside of your soul. The name quickened your mortal body. The name's got to be your life. The name has got to be everything that you are. I got to breathe the name. I got to go to sleep with the name. I got to work on my job in the name. I got to drive down the street in the name. When my body is sick, I got to touch that aching part of my body in the name. When I get up out of my bed in the morning, I got to get up out of my bed with the name on my mouth. When I brush my teeth, I got to put my toothpaste on and go back and forth in the name. When I eat my food, I got to say, thank you, Jesus. I praise your name for food on my table, for utensils to pick up my food. I need to put my food in my mouth in the name, right? I need to
you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thanking him for the ability to chew my food, to let the enzymes work, to break my food down. Why? Because it's all the name, right? Whatever you do, whatever you do, and where, indeed, do it what? The world don't function like that. But the Lord put me on the right path. Come on, saints. You're not on the wrong path. You're on the right path. And you're here because of the name, right? You're here because of the name. Jesus leads you on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Is that the reason why you're here? You're here for the name. You come for any other reason, you are a thief and a robber. You are a thief and a robber. The devil's got a hold of your mind. And the only one that can release that devil's hold is the name. You can call the name all you want, but you got to believe in it. You got to believe in the power of the name. You got to identify Jesus. This is off. This is off in me. My thinking is off. My ways are off. He knows my thoughts. He knows my ways. And he's trying to lead me in the path of righteousness. For what reason? For his name. You got to let the name grab hold of you. You got to say, Jesus, don't let the name let me go. Jesus, let the name grab hold of me. Don't let it shake loose off of me, but hold me by the name, right? Is that the truth? Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Keep going. Come on. Don't try to do this on your own. You won't get nervous about the gun violence. You won't get nervous about them crooks that live down the street from you. You won't get nervous about them crooks that may be in your house right now. Why? Because you've got to walk. Everybody understand this? I ain't asked to walk down this valley, but you've got to do this. Come on. Every now and then I talk to my brothers and my sisters, and I be saying to myself, they don't even realize they're walking in the valley. I pray they didn't take that step down in that valley without the Lord leading God. I pray they're not walking by themselves. I pray they got the name with them. Why? Because this valley has got death. This valley ain't here to help you. It's here to kill you. Come on, saints. This valley is here to kill you. And I can't help you.
Jesus. Yeah.
I can't walk with you.
That's right.
I got my own path. Everybody understand that? Come on, I got my own path. I can't walk with you. I can see it. Because you're telling me all the stuff you're going through. And everything you're saying is saying death. Come on. Are y'all there? Come on. You know what's going on in your life. You ain't got to ask nobody. You can say, hold up, this ain't Jesus. This ain't Jesus. No dead week. Jesus ain't going to be hitting me like this. Jesus ain't going to be saying all these evil things to me. Jesus ain't going to be treating me like this. Jesus ain't going to be rolling his eyes at me. Jesus ain't going to be telling me, get out of my face. I don't want nothing to do with you. You're ugly. You stink. Jesus don't talk to me like that. Look like to me, you walking in the valley. Look like to me, death got a shadow over top of you. That's why I tell you, this ain't nothing to play games with. You better make sure the Lord is with you, or this stuff is going to kill you. You can only last for so long. Eventually the real you is going to come out. If you ain't got no Jesus inside of you, you ain't got nothing to restore you. When that devil hits you, you need something to restore you. You need something to build you up. You need something to take refuge in. You need something to be able to say, Jesus, he hit me. Jesus, let me come up under your wing just for a little while. Let me call on your name just for a little while. Till you do what? Build me up. Make me what I should be. Jesus, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous walking in the valley. But I got injured. And I need you to restore me. Anybody understand this? I know you be praying, Lord, take me out the valley. But you need the Lord to do what? You just need him to lead you. You need to go through this valley. Everybody understand this? You need to go through this valley. If you don't go through it, it's not going to build up your character. Huh? It's not going to make you who Jesus wants you to be. Once you come out this valley victorious, you can look back at the valley and say, Jesus brought me through this. Not my family, not my friends, not my loved ones. Nobody but Jesus brought me through this valley, right? And there's nothing, nothing too hard for him, right? Huh? Nothing too hard for him. Huh? Nothing too hard for him. You can let that devil make you think you can vacation. You say, oh no, I need to just sit at home and sleep. No, you don't. You're in the valley of death. Anybody know when death is around you, that's when you need to be all open. You need to have your eyes wide open. And you need to be in a desperate mode. Jesus. Jesus. You need to see what's attacking you. You need to see what's trying to get into your mind. This is serious, right?
Yes.
Your soul is at stake.
Jesus
is taking you into an area of life that the devil has set up camp. And he says, I rule. Y'all understand that? The valley of the shadow of death is not Jesus' territory. This is area of living that the devil has set up camp. That the principalities and the powers of the air have set up dominion.
Jesus.
Y'all know what dominion means? Rule. In other words, you're going through there, but there are other people that made it home. This is where they said, this is my house. This is my address. I live here. You live where I live in the death zone. I'm okay staying in death. Come on, y'all, real life sinners have made up their mind. Some sinners out there have said, I don't want nothing to do with your Jesus. What does that mean? If they around you, they in the death zone. That means you walking through the valley of the shadow. I need the Lord.
Yes.
I need the Lord to lead me in the path of righteousness.
So
I don't get fooled when these people tell me, come on into my house. I want to feed you. I want you to hang out with me. You gotta say, no. The Lord is not bringing me in the valley to stay. But he wants me to walk on the path. In other words, I need to move. Everybody understand this? You need to be moving, right? Don't argue with him. Don't pay attention to him. But you got to put blinders on your eyes. And stay on the path. How do you do that? For his name's sake. Everybody understand that? Only way you won't hear them is when you are busy calling on the name. But the minute you stop calling Jesus, you're going to hear the whisperers. You're going to hear the gossipers. You're going to hear the murmurers. You're going to hear the complainers. This is their home. They set up camp here, right? And they want you to stay. But you got to have a mind. I'm on the path of righteousness. And Jesus is doing what? Leading me. For what reason? For his name. Long as I keep my mind. He said he'll keep me in perfect peace. Whose mind is what? Stay. Come on. Y'all understand this? Nothing to play games with. This is serious. You're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, Deke. Is that true? You got that news a couple of months ago. Death hitting your home. Your baby. Your baby. Death hitting the home. And all while the Deke was traveling, they said, you gotta stop. Why I gotta stop? Because your baby got hit. Got hit with what? Bullets.
Yeah.
Bullets. just trying to take his life. I'm not talking about what's happening to the baby. I'm talking about what's going on in the deacon's mind. It's the deacon that's on the path of righteousness. It's the deacon that has been in here calling on Jesus. Y'all understand this? Is his son important to him? Yes. But this attack is not on the son. It's on the deacon. It's trying to get him on the path. It's trying to make him lose his focus. That's why it's essential that he hovers around the saints. So the saints can say, brother, I feel the pain, but I cannot get in that valley with you. You've got to walk by yourself, right?
You've
got to walk by yourself. You got to keep your mind on Jesus for yourself. Every now and then, he'll come and say this. I say, D, you just got to go in there. No matter what they say, put your hands on it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord Jesus. Be merciful, Lord Jesus. See, those that have set up camp, they hover around it. And they say all manner of slander, all manner of things to make those that are on the path of righteousness feel bad about who they are. You go on there and say, ain't nobody but Jesus did this for you. Ain't no Jesus did nothing. Your God did nothing. Your God has no power. If my God had no power, I would have been in the same position that my son is in. But because I believe that Jesus is God, his blood covers me. Come on, say it. His blood, it covers me, right?
Yes, it does. Yes,
and like he said,
Jesus.
None of this would have happened to him if he was with me.
Jesus.
Amen. That's a confidence. Isn't that a confidence?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, you don't play around with these devils. They talk to you bold. You got to ask the Lord to give you some boldness. I ain't talking about being mean and nasty, but you can declare the truth. The truth is this. I tried to bring him in. But you are none of my reproof received. You didn't want nothing to do with my way of living. And I told you that this thing was going to come, right? I warned you. But is that the truth? You got back up from it. I warned you. I already told you the Lord is against you. Lord is against that way of living. That's truth. You got to walk in that valley by yourself. But you better not get off that path. Only way you got on that path is for his name's sake. And only way you're going to keep yourself on that path is you got to keep your mind on Jesus. I guarantee if you do that, he will keep you in what? Perfect peace. Everybody understand that? Peace is not dependent on nobody. Nothing. It's just Jesus all by itself. Folks be looking at you and say, how in the world can you keep your mind straight? It's just Jesus. It ain't nobody but Jesus keeping my mind straight. Because if it was up to me, I would have knocked you out. The thought came across my mind. But the perfect peace inside of me said, Stephen, that's not like me.
Hallelujah.
Stephen, that's not my way of doing anything.
That's it.
Stephen, I called you out. That's true. Is that the truth?
Yes, it is.
Hey, the devil trying to make you think you can't fight. Yeah, I know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do everything you know how to do.
Right.
He said, I know how to pick up a gun just like you know how to pick up one.
Everybody.
I ain't no dummy. I know how to pull a trigger just like you know how to pull a trigger. But the difference between me and you is I got Jesus. He keep me in perfect peace. Everybody understand that? See, this thing is real. You need the Lord to keep you in perfect peace so that your mind can stay where on him. I don't want to trust in bows and arrows and chariots. No, that's not what I don't put my trust in that. I put my trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower to who? To me, right? Because I'm the righteous, I run in that name, right? And I find all the safety I need. Does that make sense? Come on. Oh, I gotta start with Psalm 23 because that's not where I wanted to go. I want to go back over to Ezekiel because I don't want to lose my thought because I gotta let y'all go. But what does that say? Ezekiel 36:11, 34:11. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I even I
I will both search my sheep
yes.
and seek them out.
Yes.
As a shepherd seeketh out his flock
yes.
in the day that he is among his sheep
yes.
that are scattered.
Yep.
So will I seek out my sheep. And will deliver them out of all.
See why you need to let the Lord find you?
Right.
Because when he find you, what is he going to do for you? He going to deliver me. Y'all got that highlight in your book?
Yeah.
He's like, you got to stop trying to let other folk find you
yeah.
and let Jesus find you.
Because yeah.
when he find you, he's going to do what? Deliver you.
Yeah.
Deliver you from where?
All
of them places. Come on. This isn't that the why the church is unique? Because we have come from everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Is that the truth?
Yes, it is.
All of our little holes and alleys, right?
Yes.
Lord brought you out of all of that mess.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Foolishness.
Yes.
You thought you was doing something because you walked into them beautiful edifices, looking around, and you didn't say, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? All these people here, you think you doing something. Because you sitting in here sitting, the man preaching, you say, yeah. Don't nobody know who you are. Don't nobody know you still in your sin. Don't nobody know sin got a hold of your mind.
Right.
But you're able to be like a double agent. Because you presenting yourself like you holy and sanctified.
Right.
But they don't even realize you got cigarettes all in your pockets.
Jesus.
You got liquor up under your car seat.
Yeah.
Your mind is messed up.
Yeah.
Even because out of your mouth you saying Jesus. And then you're looking over there saying who she thinks she is. Or who he think he is. Or what are they looking at? That's that devil in your mind. Your toes to and fro. You're the wicked, right? But the Lord saw the sincerity of your cry.
That's it.
And said, Jesus, I want better.
Yes.
And the good shepherd, you were scattered. You weren't in the truth.
Nope.
You ain't think about truth.
Nope.
You thought what you was in was all that there was. Until Jesus brought you around a group of people that told you about Adam.
Right.
You said, who? Adam. Who was my mom and my daddy? Adam and Eve.
Right.
In sin, did your mothers conceive you? You were the wicked from birth. Nobody taught you how to lie. It was already in you. What? Really? You are on your way to hell. Come on! If you die in your sin, you're going to lift your eyes up in hell, right? Who, me? Yes, you. But what about my mama and my daddy? If their name ain't in the book, they in hell already. And if you don't hurry up and get off that path, you're going to be right there with them. It's going to be the worst family reunion you ever went to. Why? Because your family going to look at you and call you a fool. Why in the world will you come here when you had an opportunity to get out, right? You say, oh, ooh. I hear some of you say, ooh, he's deep.
Yeah,
that's all right. This stuff cut. This stuff hurt when it hit you. He told you to come out from among those that you are scattered with. Come all the way from the place that you call home, right? Who called you the good shepherd? He's calling you. He's irritating you. He's getting on your nerves because he wants to deliver you. Deliver you from the place where you are, right?
Yes.
Is that the scripture?
Yes, it is there.
And
all the places where they were scattered in the cloudy and dark day.
Isn't that the truth?
So I will bring them out from the people. Gather them from the country. Bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel.
Didn't I tell you all, right? Didn't I tell you all? How you can tell? The devil is not nervous about working in here.
No, he's not. That's right.
You got to know when the devil is talking.
Amen.
He could get into me. If my mind ain't on Jesus, he could get into me. If I say something to you that is divisive,
I don't know. If I go over to Brother Pendleton, say, Brother Pendleton, you know, I don't know who, what's going on with James. It's getting on my nerves, man. Every time I turn around, it's just getting on my nerves. Brother Pendleton, that's him. That ain't Jesus. But he's your pastor. That's not Jesus. Jesus don't speak evil against his brothers and his sisters. Everybody understand that? Y'all understand that, church? You got to recognize when it's not Jesus. You say, that's not the Lord Jesus. And I'm not going to invite that. Y'all, when you start entertaining that speech, you're inviting it into your mind. You're saying, I want you to come up here and set up camp. But it's death. Y'all understand that? Ain't no life in that. It's death. It's a poison. And before you know it, Brother Pendleton, if he don't get that stuff out of his mouth, I hate to call y'all by your name, but it's true. Y'all, I can call him. He's good people. So he understands. Brother Pendleton, if he doesn't get that out of his mind, he'll start looking at Deacon James sideways.
Right.
When James ain't did nothing to him.
Nothing to him. That's right.
But because he let that poison get in his mind,
that's it.
He'll start looking at him sideways.
Look at your brother and sister.
Praise Lord, James. I won't even call him Deacon. James. James won't even pay no attention. He keep on going. Because that's just how he is. He keep on going. James. Saints, we need to do something. Such and
such.
I ain't going to do that. You come out. Nah, man. I got something to do. I can't come. He wasn't thinking like that before. But because he let that poison. It interrupted everything about his faith. Y'all understand that? Who are you working for? You're not working for me. At the end of the day, whenever the Lord give us things to do, it's to his glory. If you don't participate, you are the loser. Why? Because you're going to have to give an account for what you've done in your own body. Everybody understand that? When it's time for something to get done, you better make a way. You better carve time out of your busy schedule and say, oh no, Jesus, this is his time. This is what I had to do. He said, understand it? We're going out there to cut no grass. But you're allergic to grass. I can't cut no grass. But what can you do? I can bring y'all water. And I can rally from the window. I can sing a song for you while you're cutting grass. Truly wonderful what the Lord has done. We out there cutting grass and you help me keep my mind on Jesus. Truly wonderful. He said, you're truly wonderful. I mean, because I can't put my energy behind the lawnmower, I got to let the Lord know, Jesus, I still want to work. I'm going to use my voice in your glory to encourage the saints, right? You're going to get that water. I'm going to get you a nice cold bottle. Make it look good and shiny. What a nap can bring to you. You need anything else? We got wood ice. You want something cold? No, I'm good. All right. Just let me know if you need anything. And hurry up and get back out that grass so you won't be itching on Sunday. And get behind your window. And stay there. Because that's your assignment. Don't go walking off and say, well, I was right there supporting. No, you weren't, because you walked off. But what am I going to sit there and do? Stand there watching the whole time? That's what you said the Lord gave you to do. Everybody else is working, and you said you couldn't do it. But what you can do, do it diligently.
Yeah.
Do it with your whole heart.
Right.
So that means you got to stand there at the door till the last grass is cut. Right? Singing about Jesus. So that when the tired brother look over to the left, he realized I'm not by myself. Someone has stuck right there with me. Does that make sense? Now I'm just giving you all an example. Thank you, Lord, we don't have to cut no grass, so we got somebody else to cut it. But I mean, there were days, right? Same thing with the roof. I'm not going to ask sisters to go up there. Sisters have gone up there. My wife has gone up there. I don't know what she did while she was up there, but she went up there. She was there to support. I didn't want her to put her hands in that tar and all of this kind of stuff, but she was there to support. She was there to support. She was there to make sure that I felt like we weren't up there by ourselves. Me and Deke laughed. Was it Deke? Were you up there when Sister Scott came up there?
I came up by myself.
You was up there by myself. We were waiting for the deacon. We were waiting for the deacon, yeah.
Y'all had to get
it
down.
Yeah, we had to get it down.
Poor thing. But thank the Lord for her mind. Thank the Lord for her mind. Yeah, that's right. She was pregnant laying floor tiles. Yeah, she was pregnant laying floor tiles. Yeah, she was beating them drums pregnant. Huh? Ain't nothing happened to them children. My mother was shouting, pregnant. Yeah. Nothing happened to them children. Children come here healthy, right? Why? Because they're in the service of the Lord. Y'all understand that? Whatever you do, you got to do it wholeheartedly. To the glory of the Lord Jesus, saints. You got to realize the Lord brought you out from wherever you are at. Not for you to talk about how good it was while you were there. If you talk about how good it was, you stand at risk of going back. Right. But you got to realize ain't nothing out there for me but death. Right. Jesus, if it was right, he wouldn't have brought me out of it. Right. It was wrong. And I thank him for his mercy, right? Thank him for his mercy. I thank him for his grace. Because he brought me out of that mess. Into what? The truth, right? Amen, right? He delivered me from that place where I was scattered at. Keep on.
And it says here,
just down to 16. Just down to 16. I'm going to let y'all go. Just down to 16. Okay. From 11 all the way down
and
to 16.
It says, I will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers.
Yes.
And in all the inhabited places of the country.
Yes.
I will feed them in good pasture.
Yeah.
On the high mountains of Israel.
And that's now, do y'all understand why I wanted y'all to read Psalms 23?
Right.
Because I want you to understand who this is that's doing all of this.
Right.
This is Jesus, the good shepherd that is doing all of this.
Right.
And he said, what is that part of it? He said, I will bring them out from the what?
Bring them, Jesus.
The verse 13, the beginning part again.
I will bring them out from the people.
Yes.
And gather them from the country. And will bring them to their own land.
This is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody understand this?
Uh-huh.
Everybody that comes into this church, soon as they hit the door, I let them know from day one, this is your church. Right? See, I want you to be walking around and say, oh, Scotty, your building. Nah, it ain't my building. It's yours. Right? Something need to be done. You should be taking care of it. Y'all got quiet, but it's the truth. Don't you dare come up to me talking about, Elder Scudder, you need to have some more plants in here. I'm going to say, well, what's wrong with your pockets?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with your hands?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You ought not to have your house looking all green and ours looking all bare.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bring some of them plants from your home and bring them in here. I ain't giving y'all my plants. That's why you're not going back with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That attitude is going to keep you out the kingdom.
Yeah.
That attitude. This is the Lord. This is your. The Lord gave you this house.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
This is the Lord's house. The Lord gave you this house.
Yes.
He said he brought you out from the place where you were.
Uh-huh.
Come on, read that verse now. I want to hear it again.
Brought them out from the people, gathered them from the country. Bring them from them to their own land. And feed them upon the mountains of Israel.
This is our land. You understand this?
Right.
This is why I get so upset about people trying to set up camp on our land.
Right.
Your dumpsters don't belong over here.
Right.
Your cars don't belong over here. Why? It's sanctified ground.
Yes.
This is the Lord's house, right? Say,
right.
Elder Scudder, you know, such and such is going on with my car or whatever. Is it all right if I put it back in the back of the church? Well, yeah, this is yours. I know you, I pray you're not going to let the church look like a junkyard. Right?
Right.
I pray you're going to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
Huh? If you're saying, Elder Scott, I really need to put something in storage right here. Amen. It's your church. Make sure it look good and you take care of it. Huh? What? Well, do you realize it got damaged while it was over here? Oh, it did? Are y'all going to pay for it?
No.
Who was the y'all? You?
Amen.
Because just like it got to come out of mine, it got to come out of yours.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to contribute to the cause of this?
Right.
Huh? Well, it happened on your ground. No, 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 brother and sister. This is yours.
Yeah.
You didn't do a good job of taking care of your territory.
Right.
Y'all should have had a security camera back there, I guess. You better go call somebody.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I got security cameras at my house, bro. Shame on you for not putting them on your church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to help you understand.
Amen.
This is whose land?
Our land.
Our land.
Mm-hmm. Keep going a little bit further.
And it says about Jesus, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers.
Yes.
And in all the inhabited places of the country.
Yes.
I will feed them in a good pasture.
Yes.
Upon the high mountains of Israel shall the fold be.
Yes.
And shall they lie in a good fold.
Yes.
And in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was
lost. Yes.
And bring again that which was driven away.
Hold up. If you are already in a found and an okay state, Jesus would have never brought you here.
Right.
You got to realize Jesus saw something missing in you. Right. Something lacking. And he said, I'm going to bring you where you can be what? Fed. Right? Is that the true sense?
Yes.
Where you can become whole or complete. Right?
Yeah.
Keep going a little bit further.
That I will see, and bring them to which was driven away, and will bind up which, that which was broken.
Yeah, is that the truth? Can y'all see yourselves in these verses?
Yes.
You have to see your own portrait of yourself.
Right.
And you have to realize who cared for you.
Jesus.
Jesus is your good shepherd.
Yes,
he is the one that cares for whose sheep?
His sheep.
We all belong to Jesus. You don't belong to me. You belong to the Lord Jesus. He said, you are my people, right? What you're called by what? You're not Stephen's representatives. You belong to the Lord Jesus. We are his people, saints. Did you finish reading 16?
I'm so sorry. And
it
will strengthen that which was sick.
Oh, who's going to be your strength when you're sick? Not the doctors. Oh, identify your shepherd. Keep going.
But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment.
Yes. So don't come in here thinking you already got it. Amen. Don't come in here thinking you the strongest thing in here. Amen. Why? Because the Lord says, what is he going to do to you?
Destroy the fat. I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment.
Yeah. Because that's that know-it-all spirit. You got to be careful about that. I already knew that. I already know 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 that. Ooh. Why are you here?
Right.
Seems like me, you should be on the moon then. You know everything. They got the wrong folk.
Yeah.
Out there walking in space.
Yeah.
Right? Because you the know-it-all. Right? You need to go over to Canada and show them how to stop them fires. Why? Because you know it all. Right? You need to go to every cancer institute. Huh? And tell them how to stop this disease. Right? Because you know it all. You need to get this fat off of me. Right? Right? Because you know it all. Right? You know how to get all of this off of me. Right? Amen. You need to go over to the hospital. Them people that are on the machines that are breathing for them. Right? And tell them to cut the machine off because I know how to cure their body.
Right.
I know how to extend their life. You need to go to the cemeteries and the morgues and say, bring them dead people up out the ground. They're no longer going to be dead. Because I know how to bring them back to life. Oh, it's because you ought not to talk like that. You know it all. That's your attitude. Where's your dependency on Jesus? Where's your humility before his mighty hand? Where are you asking the Lord Jesus to have mercy on me? Where are you asking Jesus to open up my understanding? Jesus to do what? Lead me in the path that is right. Yeah. For what reason?
For his
name's sake. All right. Trust y'all got something out the word.